y'all tighten up some more. And shift. Yeah. That, you stay right there. Okay, Brian. Hold right there. Hold right there. Now, everybody else tighten up with Brian. There you go. Y'all tighten up. Tell you what, turn sideways, 45 degree angle. There you go, now tighten up. Back up, Brian, you stay still. There you go, back up. Yeah, y'all move over. There you go. Yeah, y'all turn sideways now. Turn other way around. Just turn around. This side needs to tighten up.
church before we go on vacation. Amen.
Amen.
So we decided to repeat up in winter time.
Winter time.
I acknowledge God.
I acknowledge God.
As my source.
As my source.
My supplier.
My supplier.
And my sustainer.
Thank you.
church.
Yeah.
On Father's Day.
Yeah.
Singing that damn song. Yeah. That was bad. But y'all sitting in heaven with angels.
Yeah.
I said, look at my baby. Good to see my mom.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
may have food to eat
show the kindness of God unto him. And Zaba said to the king, Jonathan had a young son who is crippled on his feet. Quickly use it for a subject this morning, the love of dad. Christian brothers and sisters, this morning, it is vital for us to understand that the love that we want to highlight this morning is not brother and sister love, is not boyfriend and girlfriend love, but agape's love. Three types of love in this word: brother and sister love, boyfriend and girlfriend love, and agape's love. And we have to know the difference between the three. Brother and sister love is unstable love. It's conditional love. That type of love will shift on you. One moment you can be very supportive of each other. But as soon as someone in the family dies, and we don't have our stuff together, we can really see what type of love we have for one another. So that love is not stable. Boyfriend and girlfriend love is so lovely. That type of love comes and goes like the wind. That type of love is very conditional. One moment, you love me. And the next moment, because I look a certain way, you're ready to leave me. That type of love is not good at all. That type of love will lift you up one moment and pull you down the next moment. Unconditional love. Agape's love flows from God. Even when the condition is not right, you are able to operate out of agape's love. That type of love has no strings attached to it. You can't control agape's love. You cannot manipulate agape's love. You can't buy agape's love. Because that particular love only comes from God. Agape's love is when you're able to display kindness, fairness, when people are not kind to you. And when they're not fair to you. Hallelujah. Instead of them controlling you, you are controlling them because you're able to operate out of agape's love. Hey. You're not waiting on them to love you. Hallelujah. You are loving them while they hate on you. Yes. And it takes God to empower you to love folk like that. I mean, while people are trying to cut you down, belittle you, undermine you, demoralize you, but yet you are lifting them up in prayer because you have agape's love, unconditional love. Love when you're able to forgive. David is exercising that agape love. Being able to take care of Jonathan's son. Jonathan and David were best friends. Jonathan took care of David. While Saul, Jonathan's daddy, was trying to take him out, Jonathan was there to assist David, hide him out, and took care of David, protecting David. While, amen, Jonathan's daddy was trying to kill David. And now, Jonathan is sleeping in his grave. And David is able to revisit the kindness of Jonathan. And he asked the question, is there anybody left in Jonathan's household whom I can show God's kindness to? Because God elevated David. And because God blessed David, Saul and a whole lot of folks got mad and tried to destroy the life of David. There's a teachable moment in the text, amen, this morning. You got to understand, a lot of people are not happy because of your success. They're not happy because God has promoted you and God has elevated you, because God just keep on blessing you real good. A lot of people are not happy because God has given you favor.
Oh, how much.
But Jonathan had some good sense. He knew not to touch God's anointed one and do God's prophets no harm. And now, Jonathan planted some good seeds in the life of David. And while Jonathan is sleeping in his grave, them seeds now popping up in the life of David. And David is able to have hindsight and say, and ask the question, is there anybody left in Jonathan's household whom I can show God's kindness to? Y'all about to raise a shout to you. Do you not see the love of David in the text? Let the love won't let you forget the people who helped you down through the years. You did not make it where you are on your own. Somebody had to help you along the way. I wish I had some help this morning. So somebody prayed for you. Somebody assisted you. Somebody called out your name while you weren't even in the room. Somebody made a sacrifice for you. I don't know about you all, but I thank God this morning that my dad, he prayed for me. He had me on his mind and took a little time and prayed for me. When you didn't have enough sense to pray for yourself, maybe your mama, she prayed for you. Your mama prayed for you. She had you on her mind and took a little time and prayed for you. Don't you never forget that somebody helped you along the way. You good, but you're not that good. You didn't come up on your own. Mama helped you. Daddy helped you. Auntie helped you. Your church member helped you. But somebody took some time out to assist you and help you.
No.
productivity. So nothing is going on in Lord of all. No crops growing, no productivity growing, no social security, no insurance. I mean, everything in Louisville has hit rock bottom. Nothing going on in Louisville. Cheap cash is placed on every corner. Nothing going on in Louisville. Shop houses everywhere. Nothing going on in Louisville. ABC stores everywhere. Nothing going on in Louisville. Louisville is a place of destruction. Louisville will steal your dreams. Louisville will destroy your vision. Louisville will make you cry in the midnight hour. Louisville will kill your desire to come to church. Louisville will speak to you in the midnight hour, saying that you are nobody. Louisville will make you hang up the phone on your brother and your sister. Louisville! desert. He shook them from an awful situation to an awesome situation. God is moving him from dealing with problems to embracing possibilities.
Oh, my mercy. Yeah.
Bring it to the table. I thank God for that invitation this morning. said, come to the table. He said, bring him from Alabama and put him at the king's table. At the table in Alabama, he didn't have anything to eat. He was starving. He was lonely. But over at the king's table, he got good face now. It's a man of good food. And he got good fellowship over here at the king's table. And I'm glad about it this morning that when you're at the king's table, you got joy, you got peace, and you have riches. Is there anybody in need of this morning who can testify? Ever since you've been at the king's table, the Lord keeps showing up and showing out in your life. I wish I had about three people who can testify that if it had not been for the Lord on your side, you'll be sleeping in a cold rain. But because the Lord is on your side, he took you from Lower Bar and placed you at the king's table. Now look at you. He blessed you more than your eyes can see, more than your ears can hear, more than your heart can receive. Yes! And I'm glad this morning that the God that we serve, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we ask or think. Yes! I'm glad this morning that the Bible says no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that come up against us, we shall condemn them. Yes! When you're at the king's table, the Bible says with his stripes you are healed. Yes! When you're at the king's table, go ahead and cry, shed a tear or two, but weeping may it go for a night, but joy, come on JC, joy got to come in the morning. I'm not bragging. I'm not boasting. I'm just testifying. Too many folk in there, I've been talking about it. And been talking about it too long. We'll get it. It belongs to me. I gotta hold that door open. I gotta do something for him. That boy's had to be so good to me. I can't let that boy suffer like this. Go get him. Y'all don't see his sleepless nights. Go get him. You don't see how he got to dodge the crowd because he's going to roller coaster of depression. Go get him. You don't see how this boy, when he delivered it, makes it a bus. Because he don't want to get on a bus because he's being bullied. Go get him. Bring it to the table so we eat. I wanted to die with him. As a matter of fact, I'm going to serve him. Same one y'all been picking on all the years. He's going to be your boss. Divine favor. Maybe you're here this morning and you never experienced the love of daddy. Jonathan had a relationship with God. David had a relationship with God. And because of the relationship with God, look at the family being relationship. Daddy gone. And they still talking about it in a positive way. Come on, let's have our church. I smell that chicken. I smell it. Come on. Is y'all free to come? Come on. You're the love of daddy. He's here. He wants you to experience his love. God's a copy of love. If you're not saved, all you need to do is just come. You don't have to fix up, you don't have to dress up. Just come and say, God, I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready, God, I'm ready.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All your ways, take more to do the rest.
Come on,
Hallelujah.
Father, celebration, amen.